Back at 3:39 here on WGNS AM/FM, and it's time to talk about SAVE. Sustain a Village Every Day. What is this local nonprofit? And how are they raising money this weekend? We're going to find out all about it. Laura Bean is here with some others. Actually, all six of the, I guess, would you say the founding members of this particular group here?
Yeah, we all, it started with Taylor Cochran. She saw a broadcast on ABC's 2020, came up with the idea. She pulled in Shelby Hardison, and then myself, Laura Bean, Tony Allen, Brock Baker, and Mary-Kate Ownby all started. We have people that help us, but we're the leadership, and we meet every week, and we try to get things done.
Well, what are you trying to do, I guess? Shelby, you want to tackle that for
us? Sure. We're trying to raise $25,000 this year for Haiti, specifically Boucaron, Haiti, and we're trying to teach them how to sustain themselves, to specifically malnutrition, because that's what we're focused on, is their food and water situation, but really the doors are open to anything.
You know, when I think of Haiti, I think back to the natural disasters that have occurred. I guess a hurricane a few years ago, and mudslides and all of that, and it was in the news a lot. Is that really where the idea came about, or who wants to tackle that one?
Somewhat. I've always had a passion for Haiti. I'm sure we've all had passions for helping other countries. And when I first saw the broadcasts on TV, it really opened my eyes, and it felt like I really, like, we could really do something about it.
Now, you're Taylor, right?
Yes, I'm Taylor.
Okay,
I'm
can read the seating chart here pretty well. So this was kind of your idea. How did everything get started? I mean, did you just start talking to people about what you wanted to do, or kind of give us an idea of how SAVE began?
My mom and I had the idea. Well, I had the idea, and my mom helped me with it. And I talked to Shelby, and we set up a meeting on Facebook, and we invited all these people, and these four, Brock, Mary-Kate, and Tony, and Laura, all came out, and they were our main people.
And now the rest is history.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we're going to talk a lot about the upcoming 5K, and this is kind of an interesting concept, I guess, to have it at night. I don't know that I've ever been involved with one at night. Who came up with the nighttime idea?
That was actually Tony's idea. We know that most of our people are going to be teens, and we don't want to get up early in the morning. They don't either. So we thought that we'd kind of go with a different take. It's a superhero costume contest. So, I mean, you can go out, compete, but if you want to just go walk it, have fun, we thought at night it'll be cooler, and we're going to have glow sticks and a DJ, so we're trying to make it fun and bring a lot of support from our community.
Well, Brock, at least it wasn't, 6 a.m. for this interview. Apparently you wouldn't have been up and motivated.
All of us probably have cross-country right then. A lot of us are runners as well, but, yeah, we just thought it'd be kind of cool. I mean, there aren't very many night 5Ks. It's that we're trying to think outside the box and reach a whole new audience that would be willing to come out at night and in the cooler hours and have a great time. It's called Save the Night. Save the Night 5K. That's why we're dressing up as superheroes.
Well, that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Superhero dress up. But you mentioned something interesting about now I can see where the 5K kind of came in, because you all have a similar passion, and now that you are able to add this into it as well with Haiti, are you closer friends? I mean, did you, Laura, tackle this for us? Or Tony hasn't talked yet here, has he?
Yeah.
Did you find new friends here that you didn't have before?
Well, most of us from Siegel, we already knew each other pretty well. Or actually, we hardly knew each other, but we were on cross country together, mm-hmm. so that helped. And Mary-Kate and I and Laura have been friends for a while, since middle school, so that helped. But we got to know Brock pretty well, and we all grew through this, and we're still growing. We continue to grow through it. And
But if it's cross country, you still try to beat him, right?
Oh gosh, that's hard.
It's very hard. To it's hard beating the number one guy in the county.
Yeah, I guess it would be a little difficult, wouldn't it? I knew that from reading some cross country information and Tom Krieger. I think you've talked to him before.
Yes, sir. Me and Tom Krieger are close.
Yep. And I think I remember seeing your picture in the paper a time or two. Save, we're talking about Sustain a Village Every Day. Who came up with the name?
Well, it started out Fave, which is funny to look back on now because we're so used to Save. It started out feeding a village every day, and me and Tony were actually running, and he was like, hey, what about Save? And I was like, that's brilliant. Good job. And then, so now looking, but that actually kind of ties in. We don't, it started out to feed them for a year, but we don't want to just be a charity that feeds them and then after a year, what are they going to do? We'll leave. We want them to be able to sustain themselves and be able to do things themselves. So that's why some of the things we hope to do are things like building a well and having a lake filled with tilapia so that even when we leave, they'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me introduce everyone again. Laura Bean, Shelby Hardison, Tony Allen, Taylor Cochran, Brock Baker, and Mary-Kate Owenby here. And Mary-Kate, you haven't said a word.
Sorry.
You're awfully quiet over here in the corner. You've had some fundraisers before this one that's coming up. Pull that one on real close to you. Kind of tell us where you are in terms of totals and everything.
Okay, I think we're around $11,000 so far. So we're a little under halfway. We're hoping with our 5K that we will be over halfway. So... we've done a famine, a 24-hour famine, where we had high school kids come, and we didn't eat for 24 hours, and we played games, and we had a great time. And then we had a car wash the next weekend, and washed a bunch of cars and had a great time. And so the 5K has been our next project, and we've been working hard on that.
How long have you been working on all of the? Has this been a summertime thing or?
The 5K has. We started working on the rest of our projects in February. We started planning and thinking about ideas, and so after the car wash was over, we started working really hard on the 5K. So this summer, this has been our big project.
Well, Laura actually called me saying that she had spoken with Melinda Tate,
yes.
And Melinda and I have done a lot of work on this program and in promoting the Murfreesboro Half Marathon. So I guess that's you go to a good source to find out how to do this thing, I guess.
Right. We've pretty much anyone who can help, we say, come on in. I run cross country, but I've had no idea how big of a task this was going to be, but we've been really blessed with how much support we've gotten from individuals just saying, you know, anything we can do to help, or from businesses. And I thought I'd add, we actually have around 14,000 now. Surprise, just found out yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
So the goal for the 5K is $5,000 just for that race.
Well, give us some details on the 5K, because I've already kind of teased a little bit that it's at night, which I think this night fun run is kind of interesting, an interesting concept, just so you can sleep in. But so it starts at 8 o'clock, right?
Yes, 8 p.m. registration. You can register online. The easiest way to do that is to go to Facebook, type in Save the Night Fun Run 5K. You'll find the event, and you can register there. That closes Thursday, and then if you want to register the day of, get there at 7, and we'll sign you up, and then the gun goes off at 8.
So this total of raising $25,000, is that a goal for this year, Tony? Or, you know, when would you like to have all of these funds raised?
The $25,000, that is?
Yes. Did I say 2,500? I meant 25,000.
Yeah. We are hoping to raise it by our last event, which is... the first week of December, so we'll have a banquet that night and a dinner and a dance, and so by the end of that night we're hoping to have the 25,000, and then we'll go through and hopefully we'll start planning the trip to Haiti. So
Taylor, how long ago did all of this kind of come to mind? I mean, how long have you been working on kind of assembling this group and everybody coming together?
I saw the broadcast in December of last year,
mm-hmm.
and we tried to get everybody together by January, and for things to kick off was the beginning of February. So it took like 2 months to get it all together, and then for all the events to start was February through March.
So not even a year yet.
No, not even a year.
And you have a goal of raising $25,000, and you plan to meet that within the year.
Yes, hopefully.
So what happens when you do? I know you've talked about sustain a village every day. Will you take that money to, I mean, it's not just taking $25,000 to Haiti, so what will you do with that?
We actually have a missionary named Fred Wall who works, with
Word for the World.
Yeah. And he lives in Haiti, and he knows many like well builders, and he can help us get the right contacts to build a pond and to get livestock shipped there. And hopefully we can go to Haiti to see the projects like come alive.
So now you know how much it costs to build a well and the pond and all of that kind of thing. Is that how you came up with your number?
The number was on the broadcast on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
It said $25,000 can feed a village for a year. But we decided to take, instead of feeding, like Laura said, we wanted to sustain them. So we decided to use the money rather for food than for like a well or for a tilapia pond, which can help them survive longer than just a year on food.
So now you're putting those resources together, and hopefully, Brock, what are the plans for 2012 early part?
You know, it's been a blessing to get as far as we have right now, and we're hoping to take a mission trip there next year sometime, around spring break. We'd love to go down there, and we'd hope to get in with Fred Walls, and he's in it down there in Haiti. He knows all the contacts, and just like we said, we'd love and hope to build a well or just help sustain these people, and those are our tentative plans, and that's just what we'd love to do.
Well, it sounds like each of you have kind of taken one of these fundraising projects on, and I believe you worked with the famine project.
Yes, sir. That was my project that I headed over now, and it wasn't just me though. I mean,
yeah.
We all worked very, very hard on our different parts. Like even for the 5K, Laura's been key. I mean, it's her event, and she's worked super hard. She even worked on it as governor's school, so. But yeah, we're all over that. It's a team effort.
Now, was that the first fundraiser?
Mm-hmm. It sure was. We had that in May. So
it's just because you went to Oakland and they were all at Siegel, the reason they chose you to go first, right?
They gave me the event and they wanted me to do it like a month later, and I said, "Well, give me a little bit more time." But we had that event, and it was a great success, and we're hoping to do it next year too.
So what is next after the 5K? We're going to come back to the 5K and give all the details, but are there other things between now and then? You're pointing to yourself there, Tony.
There is. I'm actually trying to plan a save art show and craft sale. So we are working on the details right now. We haven't had time to tackle that one because we're tackling this 5K first.
Sure.
But after this 5K, we're gonna work out the details for this art show, and so we need it's all run by donated artwork and donated crafts and baked goods, so we're gonna try to sell those, and I'm hoping that we can have booths that people can set up. They can pay a fee to set up this booth, and we can have a huge event where lots of people can come out and support Boucheron Haiti. So
Boucheron, that's how you say it?
Yes.
Yes.
Boucheron Haiti. I saw it here and I thought, I'm not going to tackle that, but I heard you say it a minute ago, Laura. Okay, Laura, give me the details. The whole scoop about the Night Fun Run 5K, which is coming up Saturday night.
Okay, well, registration starts at 7 and the run will start at 8. Come dressed up as a superhero. There'll be awards for there'll be prizes for the best costume, and there'll also be prizes for the best times, the best running times. We'll have door prizes, and it's 5K, 3.1 miles. You can run or walk. We're also going to have food, donuts, DJ, and glow sticks. It's $25 if you are over 9 years old, and 9 and under, it's 15.
That is well said. And all of this money goes to help build wells, lakes, and, you know, purchase livestock, the trout ponds, and everything for Haiti. And I'm sure it will be a great event. I didn't want to overlook your you kind of handled the car wash, right, Shelby?
Yeah. I did. It was kind of hard because we were just right after the famine, but it was really cool. We got to, that was a way for us to reach out into our schools and really get students involved, because it was right after the famine where we had all the students there. Then we got to sell our car wash tickets through the schools, kind of. And that was really fun, even though it started raining, but then it cleared up. And Chewy's was really helpful. They donated the space for us to be able to have the car wash.
Well, it sounds like with school starting here really soon, a chance to network with all of your friends and make all of these to gather the rest of the money that it's going to take here to help that $25,000 by December. I want you to be sure to let me know how things go, and we will continue to pass that along to the folks. How can, for instance, Tony was talking about artwork and somebody who might be able to help with an art and crafts fair. If anybody would like information, how can they contact you? Is the best way on Facebook or email, or what would be a good idea? Go ahead.
As of now, the only contact way, the only way they can contact us is through Facebook. We might think of having a website made later on down the road, but we have a Facebook page called Teen Save, so you can just go to the address bar and type in facebook.com/teensave, and it'll go straight to our page.
So that's just TEENSAVE?
Yes, sir.
Teen Save.
I also have an email, sustaining a village every day at earthlink.net, and I'll check that if you have any questions about anything, and I'll email you back.
Very good. We'll continue to remind folks about the 5K coming up at 8 p.m. this Saturday night at the Gateway Island here in Murfreesboro. Anything else before we leave?
Just thanks to the community for all the help they've been, and thanks to you guys for letting us talk about it, and we hope to come back with a positive report.
Let's do that. The roster, Shelby Hardison, Laura Bean, Tony Allen, Taylor Cochran, Brock Baker, representing the Patriots, Mary Kate Owenby. The other folks here are Siegel stars. So I'm a former Oakland guy, but we support everybody, right?
Put your O's up.
There you go. There you go. All right, guys, I appreciate you being here today. And don't forget, if you missed any of the information just joining us and want to find out more about SAVE, this local charity to raise money for Haiti, we'll have the podcast up on our website shortly at WGNSradio.com. We'll wrap things up here in a sec.